Let's go to Chicago and talk to Stephen Lenman, author and radio host. Welcome, sir. Mr. Lenman, we have Benjamin Netanyahu literally claiming that Iran is just 6 weeks away from building a nuclear weapon. I mean, why is there no one, especially in the West, saying that Israel already has the bomb?
Indeed so. Hassan, good to be on with you. I remember Ronald Reagan very, very well. When he heard somebody say something that he disapproved of, he would make a comment like, quote unquote, there he goes again. Well, BB&D, crying wolf, there he goes again. It is absolute rubbish. Netanyahu is a serial liar. He's like Obama. Literally everything that comes out of his mouth has no credibility. It's very clear. And he makes a statement at this conference to the effect that, quote, everyone knows Iran is developing a nuclear bomb. Well, in fact, everybody in Israel in the know knows that Iran has no nuclear weapons program. What I rely on, among other things, is the annual U.S. Combined Intelligence Report, 16 U.S. intelligence agencies. And in recent years that I've been following it, the report says basically the same thing every year. There is no evidence to show that Iran has a nuclear weapons development program. It may have a line saying, we don't know that Iran does not have one. We simply can't find any evidence to say that it does. Well, that's good enough for me. Iran has no nuclear weapons program, but I would add, Hassan, everybody knows that Israel is the only nuclear power in the region, and it also has a very powerful chemical and biological weapons arsenal.
Now, let's talk about the significance of the timing of these accusations. I mean, how do you relate these accusations to the recent nuclear talks?
Well, of course, we have the interim agreement that just began several days ago, and it runs until around the middle of 2014. So Israel has gone out to sabotage the agreement, to vilify Iran, to make bogus accusations, to get the help of AIPAC and America to push the U.S. Congress, to get more sanctions imposed, to do everything possible to subvert the agreement that's in place now, to prevent the possibility of a permanent agreement. I think that's what's going on. What Israel really wants is to eliminate a rival, and it would love it to have America join Israel in a war on Iran. That's what Israel wants.
And how much can Israel throw a wrench in the works of these nuclear talks?
Well, with the power of AIPAC, it can accomplish a great deal, but there's an awful lot of pressure in America against this. There's been so much hostility for so many years against Iran. Obama is very, very concerned about his plunging approval rating. It bounces up a little, it bounces down a little. Tonight is his State of the Union address. I'll be writing about it tomorrow. But he's very concerned that Americans are fed up with wars. They want out of Afghanistan. The percentage of Americans wanting U.S. forces out of Afghanistan exceeds 80%. It exceeds the highest number of anti-Vietnam War activism in America. It's astonishing. You just don't see it in the streets. So the last thing Obama wants to do right now is start another war. He certainly is not averse to making trouble, but he doesn't want another war. He doesn't want Americans to think with the anti-war feeling in America that he's going against that with all of the other things that he's up against. He's got so many crosses to bear. People are very, very upset about him. And he's very concerned, very justifiably. He'll try to make up for it in the State of the Union address. But as I always like to say and tell people, ignore what these people say. Watch only what they do. Look at the policies. I'm not encouraged by the policies, but I don't see an imminent war breaking out. That is a new one. And the one I'm most concerned about is what's going on in Syria.
Indeed. And very finally, very briefly, politics aside, Israeli lobbies aside, genuinely, how much is America interested in doing business with Iran?
Well, I wish I had a good answer to that. It certainly hasn't been sincere in the last 34 years. Obama was insincere in his first 5 years in office. So I asked the same question. Has he really turned a new leaf, or is he simply talking again and not intending to follow up with any serious, responsible policy? I will be watching him very carefully. I'll be ignoring the things that he says. I'll be watching the things that he does, and I'll be writing about it. And if I see policies that literally turn a leaf, compared to what has gone on for 5 years, I will certainly say so. I have not seen it so far, but I have an open mind, and I'll be watching for it. And indeed, if I come on Press TV and see anything positive, I certainly will say so.
All right, Stephen Lemman, author and radio host from Chicago. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.